Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I love that song. Amen. When the healing come down, when the joy come down, when the peace come down. Amen. Come on, somebody. Victory, deliverance, Holy Ghost. Come on down. Amen. Praise God. Blessing everybody. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. So I thank God for you, and for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. I'm excited what the Lord is going to do today. I'm excited what he's already done. Come on, somebody. He's putting things in divine order. Amen. The way that he wanted to be. Amen. So I thank God for you. Amen. I'm going to pray and I'm going to give y'all what God has given me this morning. Amen. Praise God. It was this morning, praise God, when I've been sleeping and he just dropped it in my spirit. I just got to wake up and write it all down and to give it to you. Amen. Praise God. I had three words for today, but God said, no, that's not it. Amen. So let me just pray for yes, Holy Spirit, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, God, this morning, Lord Jesus. I give you glory, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for thy people, oh God. Oh God, create us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Allow, God, your anointing, God, to break every yoke out of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord God. I pray, God, today, Lord God, that you would do something so unusual for your people, God, today, Lord God. God, starting with myself, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for divine intervention on today, God. We pray, God, yes, that you release your glory, God, upon us, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for clearing the airways right now. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up again on today. Day, God, to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory, Father God, that we are not 6 foot under, God, but we are here, God, to even give you more praise, God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Lord God, for the grace and mercy over our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask that you take control of my tongue. Yes, Holy Spirit, take control, God, today. Oh, God, anoint me afresh, God, today. I need you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, I need you to touch me today, God, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that I may rightly divide the word of truth on today, and that your people will be blessed on today, and they will have a new praise, a new joy, a new laughter. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on today, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, today, I was hearing the Lord say, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, the hem of his garment. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Let me just talk a little bit, praise God, but we want to touch the hem of his garment on today, praise God, hallelujah, because it's by faith, y'all, that we touch him, amen, praise God. So we are told in the Bible in Luke chapter 7 and verse number 34, that Jesus is a friend of sinners. Come on, somebody. I am glad that Jesus took time with sinners. Not only did Jesus take time with sinners, he touched them and he transformed them. Jesus is a friend indeed. Amen. But we have described for us in several passages of scriptures how Jesus is a friend of those who are suffering. We read time and time again how Jesus, during his busy schedule, took time for those who were hurting. Come on, somebody. In the Psalms, it says, he put it back. when he said in Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, come on, somebody. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. No matter what our situation may be, Jesus has time for you. Come on, somebody. And he will take time for you to help you in the hour of need. I read a story, amen, about a lady, Annie Sherman Hall. Okay. She was sitting by an open window one bright June in the morning. During that time, she was filled with a sense of the Lord's presence, his nearness. She thought to herself, how could one live without him, either in joy or in pain, for any period of time? As she's sitting there, just in her glory, basking in the Lord's nearness, she wrote these words. You know, we all know this song. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. These are words, and we all say this sometimes. Amen. Praise God. Because I know, amen, sometimes I'm walking around and I just start saying these words. These words just come out of my mouth, praise God, because I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, and I come to thee. Amen. Every one of us has testified to the fact that whatever we needed, the Lord, he has always been there for us. I don't know, nobody can say that God has not been there for them, praise God, because if you're still breathing, he's there for you. Come on, somebody. You can't go backwards. Don't tell me that, praise God, because God, he woke you up this morning, amen. You're in your right mind, praise God. You got the activity of your limbs, praise God, and you can go back and see what God has already done for you and what he has done for you and what he's going to do for you. Come on, somebody. For just a few moments, I want us to look at the woman who was desperate, in desperate need of help in her life. This woman with the issue of blood needed the Lord. Come on, somebody. She wanted the Lord to be near her. This woman had reached the end of her rope. Oh, come on, somebody. Anybody out there, praise God, has reached the end of your rope. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She had the blood disease, amen, that she could not find a cure for. She had reached out to everyone around her, but what happened? But no one could help her. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. There is times in our lives, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that there is no one there to help you. You reach the end of your rope, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But then you sing a song, God, I need thee. Every hour, every day, every moment, every... Come on, somebody. She had spent everything that she had in order to find a cure. But she didn't get any better. In fact, she grew worse. Come on, somebody. But Jesus passed by one day as he was on his way to Jairus' house to help his daughter. This woman heard that Jesus showed up. And I'm sure that most of you can guess where the message is going to. Amen. Today we're going to Luke chapter 8, starting at verse number 40. The Bible said, and it came to pass that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him. For they were all waiting for him. Come on, somebody. They was waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. And he was the ruler of the synagogue. Right now we call it church. Come on, somebody. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter. He only had one daughter, about 12 years of age. She lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. They pushed him. Come on, somebody. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians. Come on, somebody. Neither could be healed of any. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood snatched away. It was gone. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and you sayest thou, who touched me?" Come on, somebody. And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me. For I have perceived that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people that what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith," come on, I want you to hear me now, "thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." I've heard the story of all my life growing up in church and studying the Bible for a long time. There are still a lot of things that I just took for granted that I didn't understand. I come to know as I've grown, just go keep on reading and reading and reading. And you know, sometimes you say you grow a little wiser. That's what I thought I fully understand. I really don't understand much at all, amen, just talking to the Lord this morning. There is always so much more to learn, no matter how much I think I know. The story of the woman being healed of the issue of blood is one of those stories that I only thought I understood. So today I want to take you a little deeper into the events and circumstances surrounding this great healing miracle. Oh, come on, somebody. And I hope that before this morning is done, what I have to give you will help you better understand what really happened and why every detail of this story is so very important in strengthening your faith and strengthening my faith. Come on, somebody. Understanding the word of God. The fact of the miracle is easy to understand. The little woman had been sick for 12 long years. Oh, come on, somebody. How many been in a condition for a long time, praise God, with no healing, no deliverance, God not setting you free, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. She has done everything she know how to do. The scripture tells us all that she did of no avail. Everything that she did, it didn't help her. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. And when I thought about it today, praise God, and I thought and I talked to the Lord, praise God, this morning, God said the mouth speaketh, but the heart is far from me, praise God. We can do a lot of talking, praise God, but the heart is so far away from God. God is saying, come back to your first love. Praise God, hallelujah. When you have lost all hope, when you have lost everything, amen, praise God, you lost your way, praise God, come back to me, praise God. I'm able to help you, praise God, but you're looking at me as a natural God. You got to look through the eyes of faith. You have to have faith to touch me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, she's done everything she know how to do. The scriptures tell us all that she did to no avail. She was growing weaker every day, and unless she had a miracle, she knew that she was going to die in a short time. She needed a physician miracle. Come on, somebody. Because the medical skills of the doctors in her days just wasn't doing it. It wasn't advanced enough, praise God, to help her, praise God. She had reached out to the end of her rope and had lost all hope in receiving help from anyone around her. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. Have ever God ever put you to the wall, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit, and nobody there to help you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, he shows up. Come on, somebody. Sometimes he put us to the back of the wall, praise God, that we can't do nothing but reach out to him. We tried everything that we know how to try. We went to the physician. We went to the one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, to the doctors, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. We went to the mind doctor. We went to the doctor, amen, all kinds of doctors, but there is no help. There is no help from your friend. There is no help from your neighbor. There is no help from your family, praise God. He put you in position that you need him, praise God. Added to her physician issues, there was a social and a spiritual issue of her condition. Because she had an issue of blood, she was considered ceremonially unclean. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. And could not mix with other people. She could not attend worship at the synagogue, at the church. She was stunned by everyone around her because if they even touched her, they too would be considered unclean. Oh, come on, somebody. Have you ever been around, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, people, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you know they ain't living right. You know they ain't doing right, praise God. They're considered unclean before the eyes of God, but God can still yet clean you up. Come on, somebody. She stayed to herself most of the time. Certainly, she could only have had a few friends, but even they kept their distance. Chances are that she lived in a secret place, hiding in the shadows, moving only in time when there wasn't much activity going on. It was like she was a stranger in her own town. And that's just like us, y'all. Caught on the double shanda. There is times in our lives, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that, yes, we have condition. And I want to talk to us today because a lot of us, praise God, say that we so holy and we don't go through nothing, praise God. God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. But I want to talk to us and let us know, praise God, there is something that God wants to clean up. There is some things that God wants to wash out. There is some things that God wants you to move in. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He wants you to touch the hem of his garment. But the only way that you're going to touch him is by faith. You may say you know Jesus. Come on, somebody. You may speak it. You may preach it. You may teach it. Praise God. But you only teach it and preach it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But you don't really know who Jesus is. And that's what he's talking about. There is many people that's teaching, preaching, and talking about Jesus. But in the reality of it, you really don't know him. Why? Because the power, he still has power in the blood. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Somebody says power in the blood of Jesus. He still hasn't lost his power. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still making free. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. He's still giving you joy. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. He's still filling people with the Holy Ghost power. He's still yet doing it, my God. When I read about her condition, I'm reminded that all of us are born with an issue of blood. No, it's not the same thing that she had, but the effect that it has upon us is just as bad and perhaps even worse. We are all born in sin. Come on, somebody. With the sin-tainted blood of Adam, through which we inherit a fallen nature. We can try every effort we want to in order to try to purify ourselves. I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. The word went to me this morning, glory to God. I was first partakers. We tried to purify purify ourselves. But no matter what we try, we are considered as unclean. I'm going to say something to you. Don't you hang up the phone, praise God, because you don't want to hear what the Lord is saying. Lost in the eyes of God and dead in sin, we all, because we all fall short of the glory of God. Come on, somebody. We are living flesh with a dead spirit. Only if Jesus come to touch us, that our spirit man lives, that is growing weaker every day and drawing closer to the grave with every breath that we take. No man can help us. For all men are in the same condition. I want to talk to us today. We need the physician, y'all. We need the healer today. We need the balm in Gilead. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's an old age, yes, that says, physician, heal thyself. But no doctor, no matter how many letters or education skills are behind their name, has the power to heal or deliver us from our issue of blood. They have not the power of life and death. Only God controls that power. The doctors can treat us with medicine and perform all sorts of medical procedures and use wonderful modern equipment. Come on, somebody. And their work is both needful and helpful. Don't get me wrong, but they are limited. And there will come that time when we all of our skills will be of no avail. Like this little woman, come on, somebody. We can spend all that we have, go to every doctor in the country, but when it's all done, we can still have the same physician ailment that are only growing worse. And in the spiritual sense, all our efforts are as nothing. Some of you and some of us have been there yourself, or you've seen others go through it when they go everywhere, spending everything, and still end up hopeless. Have you tried Jesus today? Have you tried the Holy Ghost? Come on, somebody. Have you tried, amen, that you tried touching the hem of his garment? I remember one day, praise God, going through so much. Praise God. I told one of my pastors, I said, Pastor Waters, I just feel like going into the middle of the field, amen, and screaming the name of Jesus out, asking him for help, because I know that his help comes from the Lord. Nobody else can tell me that God can't save, God can't heal, God can't deliver. If he delivered me, he can deliver everybody. Come on, somebody. I know where my life comes from. Come on, somebody. But if I can just go to that place, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, he can make everything okay. We cannot expect man to do what only God can do. And if you don't believe in miracles, anybody here believe in miracles? I always talk about miracles. I believe in miracles. I've seen God do too many miracles in my life, and I know that you have seen God do too many miracles in your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Do anybody believe in the miracle today? Anybody believe that God can heal? Anybody believe that God can deliver? Anybody believe that God can make everything okay in your life? Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank God today. We give God the glory. Oh, yes, we do. Anybody understand what God can do in your life? Praise God. The fact is that no man has power. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is the only one that can heal. He's the only one that can deliver. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Only the blood of Jesus, the power of God, and the Holy Spirit. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, making us be born again. Somebody say, I'm going to be born again. I need another dose of the medicine that God has given out. Praise God. I need another dose. Amen. Praise God. And I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus, that God, the only one that can deliver. Oh, come on, somebody say, come on, talk to me today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is going to do what he say he's going to do in your life, but only if we can just touch, come on, somebody, the hem of his garment. He will make it all right for you. He will do it for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. God has never lost a case. Somebody say, God has never, never, never lost a case. He's still yet doing miracles. He's still yet performing things that we know not of. Have you tried him today? Praise God. Have you moved in the Holy Ghost today? Have you believed in him? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because he's still yet doing it. And I want to say something. I want to give you a little snippet of something, because yes, we need the Lord today. Somebody say, I need thee, oh Lord. I need thee every hour, every day, every moment, and every time. I don't want to turn around. I want you, God, to move in my life. I just want to touch the hem of your garment. You're going to make everything okay. You're going to deal with what I'm dealing with. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Have you thrown your hands up yet? Oh, God, I have no hope in this matter. Help me, Jesus.
I need the whole. I need. I need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior. Yeah. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
And in the tradition that I grew up in,
everybody say, yeah.
All right, that was a little snippet that we need the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was listening to that, amen, I remember my aunt mother used to sing that song every time that she would get up to get ready to pray. Amen. Praise God. I need thee, oh Lord. We got to go back to the old songs, amen, with the anointing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To break the yokes that we carry daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Only the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody. And the power of God through the Holy Spirit making us born again. Come on, we're going to be born again. Somebody say, I'm going to be born again. Can do that, praise God. We have to get to Jesus. Somebody say, I got to get to Jesus. But then she heard that Jesus was coming through Capernaum, and suddenly a spark of hope arose in her heart. Come on, somebody, God is visiting your house today. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. You got to know that the power is there. Tap into the power of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This was the great one, the rabbi, the one has the power to heal. He has the power. Come on, somebody. Lord Jesus, I thank you. You know what? Praise God. I get so excited when I think about the Lord Jesus Christ and the power that he possessed. Amen. He's packed in power. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And he never lost the case. Come on, somebody. If you need him today, praise God, he's right there where you're at right now, praise God. All you got to do is touch him by faith, not lip service, touch him by faith, amen. The one who performs miracle of healing and deliverance wherever he goes, amen. Maybe, just maybe, come on somebody, if I could only get to him, if I only, amen, that's her words, amen, if I could just only get to him. She plans her mission to do the best of her ability. She waits in the shadows, unseen, until Jesus walks by. Oh, the crowds, people everywhere, thronging him and surrounding him. And how shall she ever break through to touch him? She is weak, sick, and unclean. Come on, somebody. Will they stone her for trying? Will they even touch me publicly and cause himself to be unclean? I can imagine all the questions that she had in her mind, praise God. By faith, amen, she believed, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. So many questions, but only one hope. Come on, somebody say, it's only one hope, one answer. She has to try at all costs. Have you tried them today? Let me tell you that you don't know how much you need Jesus until it's all the hope you have. Everything else fades into the background, and all your priorities when you reach the point in life where no one else but Jesus has the power you need just to make it another hour. Come on, somebody. She began to push and shove and break through the crowd, and I'm sure she felt like you would if you were to be in the middle of a crowd. When the ball games is over and everyone is going for the exit at the same time. Have you ever been there? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been in a crowd and you're trying to get out? Some people don't like crowds. Amen. Praise God. But I don't care how big the crowd is today. Praise God. How many people are trying to reach Jesus? Only if I can touch the hem of his garment. She could hardly move for the crush of the people. And then to hear them cry out, unclean, because back then she was unclean. My God, I give you glory. Ah, who feel like they unclean today? I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say about me, praise God. I just need another touch from Jesus. As she went by and shoved them out the way, yet the crowd was so great and the noise level was so high that no one stopped her. She just kept coming, never giving up. Oh, my shekuya da da bashanda, yeda da boshia. Have you ever got to the point, praise God, that you just kept coming? You didn't give up on what you needed God to do in your life, praise God. You kept praying. You kept coming. And just like I was, praise God, when I seen the people and they got filled with the Holy Ghost and I seen how happy they was, praise God. I see how they was jumping around the church and how joyful they was, praise God. I did not give up. I kept praying. I kept praying. I kept coming. And I kept asking God to fill me with the Holy Ghost power. And one day, praise God, I got so tired and I didn't go to the church that day. I went to my bedroom, praise God. I began to pray. I began to just worship God. I began to say, God, you give me what they got. God, this is like a blessing. And when I got filled, God filled me in my bedroom, praise God. How many of you, praise God, are going to keep coming and you won't give up? What do you need from God? Is it your answer? Praise God. What do you need? Don't keep coming. Keep coming. I hear the Lord. Keep coming. Don't you give up. You keep giving up. Don't give up. Keep coming. My God, I give you glory. What do you need from the Father? Keep coming. Keep coming. Never giving up. If she gave up, praise God, she would never, God, heal. If she didn't touch the hem of the garment, of the garment, she would never, God, heal. She didn't care about the crowd. She didn't care about the noise. She didn't care about the people. She didn't care about what they said. You can call me unclean if you want to, but I'm going to get to Jesus. Her very life depended upon one single act of faith. And it had to happen. She finally reached out. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says that she touched the hem of his garment. And she was healed instantly. How many of us today, glory to his name, need the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives? How many of us today never gave up? Praise God, because there's only one person you want to be empty all your life. Oh, come on, somebody. You're going to be empty all your life if you don't get what Jesus wants you to have. Praise God. You're going to always feel empty. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes, praise God, you walk around, praise God, and you feel like, God, there is something wrong. God, I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm moving. I'm doing what you called me to do. But there is still something wrong. You have not touched him by faith. You did it with your mouth, but you didn't touch him by faith. Come on, somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to his name. When you pray and you believe God and he did it, you touched him. But see, we got some areas in our lives, amen, praise God, that we can pray and we believe God for the worldly stuff. But can we believe God for the spiritual stuff? Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Do you believe him that he can heal you? Do you believe him that he can deliver? Do you believe him that he can move you from one place to another? Do you believe him? Amen. And praise God. You might be walking today. Tomorrow you have a car. Now you believe in him. My God, I give you the glory. No money in your pocket, but you prayed and you touched the garment. God somehow had somebody touch their heart and to bless you. And you know it was God. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. God will open a door that no man can shut. And he'll shut a door that no man can open. Only him, when we lost all hope in everything, that's when he supernaturally moves in our situation. Oh, come on, somebody. God has not lost his power. The Holy Spirit is our best friend. Call on Jesus today. Just a touch will make it okay. Receive his power today. Holy Ghost touch. Touch us today, God. We need another touch from you. Today, many people are familiar with who Jesus is. But nothing in their lives is changed by knowing he is God's son. It is only faith in Christ that releases God healing power. Are you just curious about God? Or do you reach out to him in faith, knowing that his mercy will bring healing to your body, to your soul, and your spirit? You know, why I'm reading this, thinking of a woman. She was going through so much, and she said, "Oh, Whitney Houston, thank you, Jesus." She said one thing. She said, "If you don't do anything, pray for my soul." Today, we're talking about the body, the spirit, and the soul. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every soul represented here today and the ones that's going to listen later. We serve a great God. And when I thought about it and I sat down, God said, "Who am I to you?" I said, "God, you're Jehovah, the I am." Come on, somebody. "God, you're Adonai, the Lord, the Master." Oh, come on, somebody. "God, you're El Elyon, the Most High God." Come on, somebody. "El Roi, the strong one, the one who sees." Come on, somebody. "God, your El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty." Come on, my God, I give you glory. "Your Elohim." Come on, somebody. "God of power and might." "Your Jehovah Jireh, Father, you are my provider." "You, the Lord, will provide." "God, your Jehovah Mechanist." Oh, come on, somebody. "The Lord who sanctifies us." Come on, somebody. "Jehovah Nisi, God, you are him, my God, I give you the glory." "The Lord, my banner, the victory." You are my banner. You're the one that hides me from the enemy. You're the one, God, and you give me victory. Come on, somebody. "Your Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals." Oh, come on, somebody. Anybody need a healing today? He's the God. He's the God who heals. He's Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Oh, my Sekoyarabashanda. He's Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. He's present, y'all. He's here today. He asked me a question today. Oh, my Sekoyarabashia. Ah, my Sekoyarabashanda. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. And I begin to give him back his word today, because I want to touch the hem of his garment today. Are you here today? Do you need him today? Do you want to touch him today? Well, we're going to touch him by faith today. He is here. Somebody said, "The Lord is here. The Lord is present." He's here. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He's here on this line. Distance is not a barrier with God. The word is being spoken. The word brings life. The word heals. The word delivers. And that's why he says, "I want you to know more about me," praise God. Because as I read the word, I begin to know the mind of God. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus." I want somebody to touch their mind right now, because you don't think that you're going to make it. You think that you're out of your mind. But I'm here today to pray that I'm going to pray over your mind today, to let the Lord touch you today. Oh, you touch the hem of his garment. Somebody needs a healing today. Don't you give up hope, praise God. You keep believing. You touch the hem of his garment by faith in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs some deliverance. In their finances, you touch the Lord by faith. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes I ask God, "Lord, why do things never stop?" He said, "Because I'm not finished with you yet." Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. But today, I decree over myself that everything, glory to God, in my life will line up with the power of the Holy Ghost. And everything outside of that, praise God, is not going to make it. Come on, somebody. somebody, and I pray over you today by the power of the blood of Jesus. That you're going to make it today. You're going to line up with him. You're going to walk this thing out by faith. You're not going to lose hope. The Lord is here. He's present. Jehovah Shammah, he's present today. My God, I give you glory. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in the lives of your people. I'm going to take a call of praise, God, and then I'm going to pray. And don't miss the blessing. Somebody got something to say. Holy Ghost power, that you might need to hear. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't leave without the blessings of the Lord. Prayer over your life. Praise God. Don't leave without the benediction. I say it like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. So mean.
Hello, Willa May? Pastor Willa? Can you hear me? Pastor Willa?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, come on, talk to me. You on the air, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You are on the air on MCI Ministry Radio. Do you have anything that you can help the people with today? Huh?
Yes, yes, yes. I thank the Lord, and I know that when you was preaching on I need thee, O Lord.
Come on.
Amen. God know that's one of my favorite songs because you know that I need him every day of my life.
Right.
Every I thank God that he touched someone's heart to record that song that I need thee, O Lord. God said,
yes, Lord.
Call, he said it in Jeremiah, if you call on me, I will answer.
Come on.
You great come on. And mighty things, which thou knowest not. And I just
all
want
right.
to keep us a God. I call on him, and I want to tell
come
you
on,
he,
call
does,
on.
He does answer. In the name of Jesus. The people live in this house as a witness of his word.
All right.
His
come
word
on.
Demonstrated in his life, in our life.
All right.
And thank God for it. Yes, Lord. If you really, really, really need it, you go fall on it. Hey, amen. Because he'll put
amen.
You in. Where you have to call on him. You have to
come on.
Let you know that he, you got what you think you got. And
come
I
on.
Thank you for that.
All
you
right.
Know?
Amen. We bless God. Amen. Can you hear me?
What you say?
Thank you, Jesus. Is Pastor Burgess there?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All right. Let me talk to him. Come on.
Yes, Lord. We thank
all
you,
right.
Father.
All right. Come on, Pastor.
For another beautiful day, one that he will never see again. And, Lord, I thank you for letting me see it. Without
come
him,
on.
I'm nothing. Without him, I can't
all
do
right.
nothing. And I
come
thank
on.
Him for supplying all of my needs, not some, all, healing
come
my
on,
body.
Pastor.
Lord, we thank you. Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And y'all have a beautiful beautiful day that the Lord have made and enjoy one another. Thank you.
All right. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you,
you
both. Amen. Hallelujah.
So, amen. Bless you. Thank God for the opportunity. Thank you, Lord.
So. Pastor Waters. Can you hear me? Pastor Waters. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Come on, Pastor. Talk to me today. I ain't talked to you in a minute. Come on. What the Lord done for you today? Come on.
Yeah,
come on,
thank
you on the air.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Word of God this morning. I praise God for that song, Lord, I Need Thee, because I tell you, if you know like I know, you need God every second, praise God. And I have never called on the name of Jesus in so much, hallelujah. It seemed like every day I got a call on him to help me to make it through the day, praise God. Because I can't make it without him, praise God. I don't see how others can do without him, but I need him every second, praise God, to help me, to strengthen me, praise God, to take me through, praise God. And I just thank God for the word, praise God. And when you played that song, Lord, I Need Thee, it just took me back, praise God. It made me want to cry out, it made me want to holler, it made me want to scream, praise God. But I just, hallelujah, I magnify the Lord today, praise God. Hallelujah, you don't know like I know the hallelujah, how I depend on him, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And I just thank him, praise God. And y'all have a blessed day today, praise God.
Hey, Pastor, just give me a little snippet if I need you. Just give me a little snippet. Just a little snippet.
I need thee, Lord. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my I come to thee. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Pastor.
Thank you,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praises. Amen. For all the pastors that came forth this morning, amen. I bless God for them. Amen, because we all need the Lord. We all need him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So let us keep on, praise God. If we can just touch the hem of his garment on today and remember who he is in your life, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. It won't always be like this. Come on, somebody. Say it all. It won't always be like this, praise God, because God has a miracle with your name on it. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. All right, all right, all right. We thank and praise God on today. Amen. For this morning, amen, church service. And I thank God, amen. I love to hear from the people of God knowing that God is doing some great things. Amen. If you have been through the fire, if you have been through the mud, if you have been through the storm, amen, praise God. That's the time, amen, glory to his name, that we call on the name of Jesus when there is no hope and we are backed against the wall, praise God. And she said, I need thee, oh God. Come on, somebody. Lord, have mercy on us today and give us all that we need on today. So I thank and praise God for all of you on today on the Sunday morning service. I'm excited. I'm so excited, y'all, for what the things that God is preparing for his people. Amen. Praise God. And what the Lord says today, don't you give up hope. You touch his garment and you will never go wrong. There's still healing. There's still deliverance. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Whatever you need from the Lord. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. He has it. Don't you give up. Don't you think man is going to do anything for you sometime, praise God, because God will make them turn their back on you until you come to him, because there's only one God and one God only. Amen. We will serve a lot of gods, but we got to serve the one and only, and we're going to make it in. Amen. Are you going to make it in. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So let us call on the name of Jesus today. If you're not saved and you want to be saved today, just lift your hands up. Praise God. I'm led to do this. If you are not saved and you want to be saved today, lift your hands up before the Lord. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart today. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Holy Spirit. And from this time forward, in the name of Jesus, you are walking with the Lord. It's not hard to walk with Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. When you know the true Lord and Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is nothing or anyone that can help you except for him, in the name of Jesus. So you are saved today. Hallelujah. If you want to rededicate your life back to the Lord, here it goes again. Lord, I rededicate my life back to you. Forgive me for my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and you will be clean. Bless all of you. Praise God. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, you may do so. You can call me, amen, 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. We're trying to move into a new place in the beginning of the year. So if you can be a blessing to this ministry, amen, praise God, hallelujah, you can get in touch with me, praise God, that we can take the ministry further into the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you bless each and every one here under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray a blessing over them today. I pray, God, that you will move by your mighty power. I pray that you will move in their finances, in their home, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you will touch them right now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That they will never give up hope, but they will always call on the name of Jesus. Because when we call on the name of Jesus, you are right there, God. All we have to do is open our mouths, and you are right there. You're the God who comforts. You're the God who heals. You're the God who delivers. You're the God who makes free. You're the God who opens doors, and you're the God that closes doors. You're the God that raises up kings and bring down kings. So I pray today over each and every one, may the blessings of the Lord be upon them in the name of Jesus. Everything that they're lacking, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, God, will fulfill in the mighty name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Move by your mighty power in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed and wonderful, wonderful week. In Jesus' name, happy Sunday.
As I look out in the world, troubles are the same. I'm gonna fall down on my knees and call on Jesus' name. Now I'm here to testify how he brought me through. What God did for me, he'll do the same for you.
My Lord, he worked it out.
Yes, he did. Without a doubt.
against me shall prosper. Now I can rejoice and shout, my God has worked it out.
Yes,
he did.
He worked it out.
He worked it out.
He
set me free. Gave me the victory. He healed my body. Made me whole. He brought me out. And he saved my soul. I will yield to my last time. I will yield to my last time. Jesus just here. Jesus just here.
Work it out.
Can't nobody
work it out.
Do me like Jesus.
Work it out.